December 4th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, do not be disarmed by the evil so prevalent in the world these days. I have seen these times coming since I created time. What rests upon the heart of the world is the bad fruit of evil free will choices. The weight of this evil cannot be lifted until all men make the effort to live in the truth. You have the responsibility to expose the truth if you are living in it. One way to counter Satan's lies is to propagate these messages. In this nation, you have diametrically opposed ideologies. One camp of belief is motivated by self-driven political ambition and not by the wishes of the people. The other side is devoted to the good of the people and endeavors to fulfill their needs. Pay attention to the motivations of your leaders. Do not follow the ambitious path which evil is attempting to carve out amidst confusion. That path is the bad fruit of Satan's lies. The only way evil can gain control of your nation is through character assassination of those who live in the truth. It is your responsibility to make this known. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 2. Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons, through the pretensions of liars whose consciences are seared. Another note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort, be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.